Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health present It's Time to Smile.
With Eddie Cantor. Time to smile. Time to wear a grin. That's the style. Put a dimple in your chin. Let your troubles right from your fireside. Through the countryside. Frost the great divide. Push your cares aside. Find the sunny side. Time to smile.
And here he is, Eddie Cantor. Yes?
Harry, at last I've realized the dream of my lifetime.
What did you do?
I bought a 12-acre farm up in Ferndale, New York, and I am now a gentleman farmer.
A what?
All right, I'm a farmer, all right.
Eddie, listen, I just can't picture you as a farmer.
Why, what do you mean, Harry? Why, the good earth is in my blood. I inherited my love for the farm from my uncle, Zeke Cantor. Good old Uncle Zeke.
Zeke?
He was never more content than when he toiled out in the open air assembling his crops, his vegetables and fruits, but then one day, Harry, he lost it all.
Oh, well, Eddie, that's too bad. What happened?
Somebody stole his push cart.
Oh. Push cart. Oh, no. Now, look, Eddie, I'd love to see a farm. How can I get up to your place?
Oh, it's very simple, Harry. You go up the driveway, then drive down U.S. Route number 1 and follow the white line in the middle of the road.
The white line?
Well, it's not really a white line. It's a row of good humor men that were knocked down by Sunday drivers over the weekend. Oh, but you'll get a kick out of my farm, Harry. Wait till you see my chicken coop. I have 15 chickens and 15 roosters and, oh Harry, really.
Well, wait, you have 15 of each?
Yeah.
Well, Eddie, I don't think for every one of those chickens you have to have a rooster, do you?
I know, Harry, but how would you like to be a wallflower?
Oh, now, Eddie, don't be silly. Chickens have no feelings.
Oh, listen to him. Chickens have no feelings all of a sudden. Why, they're just as smart as human beings. I've got one chicken that's so intelligent she lays 7 eggs in 5 days just so she can have the weekend off to herself.
Well, now, wait, I don't know much about it, but it doesn't seem to me that 7 eggs a week is much of an average.
I know, Harry. So this morning I bought some new chicken feed called Lay or Bust, you
Lay
see?
Lay or Bust?
From now on I should get better results because when it...
Phone.
Hello?
Mr. Cantor, this is Hiram, your farmhand.
Yes?
I've been feeding your chickens that Lay or Bust feed you told me about.
Yeah, what happened?
Just listen.
Say, what kind of chickens have I got? Bullets or bullets? What are they?
Hey, who was that on the phone?
Oh, that's my handyman. He helps me with the work on the farm, and such hard work, Harry. Every day, I have to do so many chores, I'm afraid the strain is beginning to show on me. Look.
What strain? What do you mean?
Well, this morning when I was doing my milking, the cow looked up at me and said, "Take all you want, buddy. You need it more than I do."
Well, after all, you shouldn't really complain, Eddie. You're lucky to be living so close to nature.
Oh, you're right, Harry. But I can't get used to my neighbors up there in the backwoods. They're so far behind the times, so old-fashioned. Living in the past is all right, but they overdo it, Harry.
Well, how do they overdo it?
I don't mind when they use a horse and buggy instead of a car, or when they keep a spinning wheel out on the front porch. But when a guy knocks at my door at 3 o'clock in the morning and yells, "The British are coming," that's too much. Oh. I should worry. Why, with my farm, I could...
Oh, busy tonight.
Phone again. Hello?
This is Hiram again, Mr. Cantor. I'm here on your farm taking inventory. Want to check with me?
Yes, okay, go ahead.
You got one lemon.
Yes.
That's all, brother.
Gee, I couldn't help overhearing that, Eddie. It looks like you're going to lose a lot of money on that farm.
Oh, don't be silly. Cant always has an ace in the hole. You see, there's an old barn on my property, Harry.
Yes.
And I'm going to turn it into a barnyard theater. I'll remodel the whole place. I'll hire great actors. I'll put on lavish production. There's only one hitch.
What's that?
I'll need someone to put up the money.
Well, don't look at me. I work for you. What would I have money?
Look, I don't want your $25,000. That's what I'll need. That's a lot of money, 25 G's. But in show business, there's such a thing as an angel.
Oh, yeah.
A wealthy guy who finances the theatrical ventures.
Uh-huh.
Now, look, Dinah Shore happens to know one of those fellas. She promised to bring him here tonight, and with his money, there's no...
Hello, Mr. Cantor.
Why, Dinah Shore! Yes?
Mr. Cantor, this is the angel, the gentleman I was telling you about.
Oh, I'm so glad to know you, sir. Pull up your bank books and sit down. Mr.,
the name is J. Huntington Wack, the second.
The second? You mean there's another one like you?
Quiet, Harry. The man's got money.
I was telling Huntington all about your barn theater, Mr. Cantor, and how much good that country air would do him.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm greatly interested in your health, Mr. Wack. Stick out your tongue and let me feel your purse. I mean, pulse. About your money, Mr. Wack, how did you get it?
It was inherited from my pater, good old Dad. He was a painter of sure realism.
Yeah?
Ah, yes, Dad was responsible for many weird specimens.
So I see, yeah. You know, a fellow like you would add a lot of class to my barn theater, Mr. Wack. I understand you're in the Blue Book?
Quite true.
Yeah?
The Wack family tree is well known in social circles.
Yeah?
My father before me was a Wack. My grandfather was a Wack. And I am the biggest Wack of them all.
I know, yeah. I'm trying to find out is, would you invest money in my barn theater?
Frankly, my good man, the theater seems like a rather hazardous investment.
Yeah?
I'd rather invest in something stable.
That's what this... Oh, stable, yeah, oh, yes, 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 yes. Now, about the money.
Yes, the money. I'm almost tempted to give it to you, but my inner voice says no.
Your inner voice?
Yes.
You mean you've got another voice and you're using that one? Look, look, Wack, let's not waste time. I will let you have a front stall in my theater if you put up the money. $25,000?
A mere bagatelle.
Yes.
I'll give you your 25 G's.
Right now, 25 G's?
Right now. A G, a G, a G, a G.
Sing, Dinah.
I'm a polar. My pretty little poppy, your life, that lovely flower, so sweet, so heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you, it seems to be a rapture. I am a polar, that pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charm from you. Pretty little puppy must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say those three little words, Amapola.
Dinah, lovely. Really, you sang that song. Pardon me. Come in.
Mr. Cantor?
Yeah?
I'm from the Ferndale Town Council. I understand you just bought a farm in our neck of the woods.
That's right, neighbor.
Well, we need some information for our records. Would you please tell me your full name?
Is it Eddie Cantor.
Hmm. Name, Edward Cantor. And what is your occupation?
I'm a radio comedian.
Hmm. Occupation, none. Hmm. Anybody else going to live with you?
Well, Harry Von Zell here. Hmm.
Name, Harry Von Zell. What do you do, Mr. Von Zell?
Well, I try to help people by telling them about Sal Hepatica.
By what?
By telling them about Sal Hepatica.
Sal Hepatica, eh? Just how does that help?
Well, you see, whenever a person needs a laxative, Sal Hepatica gives quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And since that means that you don't have to wait till night to take it, it naturally means there's no need to go through the whole day feeling dull and headachy. Sal Hepatica also has this advantage.
Sal Hepatica helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. Yes,
Harry, we missed out on getting the angel with his 25 G's,
yes.
But I've got just the actress to make my summer theater a success.
Oh.
The star of countless Broadway hits, including The Little Foxes, the lovely, talented, glamorous Tallulah Bankhead. Tallulah, the reason I asked you over tonight is to satisfy a lifelong ambition. I want you to be my leading lady. I want to play a fiery love scene with you, full of flaming desire, where I give you burning kisses.
Stop kidding yourself, Eddie. You haven't got enough fuel to give me a hot foot.
Is that so? Well, the last love scene I played had so much fire in me, you had to keep Mayor LaGuardia backstage.
But, Eddie, do you think you've had enough experience to play the part of a lover?
Well, I've had my moments. Why, in 1925, I acted in the Ziegfeld Follies and 45 beautiful showgirls made love to me.
But you forget, Eddie, for the next 4 years in Whoopi, you played the part of a nervous wreck and you weren't acting.
Well, I must have been good to Lula. I made pictures of both of those plays, and they were both big hits.
Yes, but have you done any picture work lately?
No. With my commitments in radio and vaudeville and the legitimate theater, I really haven't got time for pictures.
They don't want me either.
That's not true. They want me for pictures. I can get in the movies. I can get in the movies anytime.
Well, why don't you?
Well, at my age, I should be an usher.
Well, look here, Eddie, I don't want to hurt your feelings, you know, but let's face the facts. Now, my leading men have always been strong, brawny, barrel-chested, two-fisted he-men. Latin types, you know. Handsome, tall, and dark.
Well, look at me, Tallulah. I'm dark. Really, I'm the Havana type.
I'll say you are. You look like a cigar butt from Tobacco Road.
Then you won't appear in my play?
Now, Eddie, if I did consent to appear in a play with you, I'd have to insist, you know, on a high-class, chic audience.
Yes.
You know, I work much better in the presence of the horses, that. Will you have them?
The horses? Oh, but definitely, with their horses. Oh,
yeah.
Horses. Yeah, and ours, too. You see, to add to the rural setting of the play,
mm-hmm.
We'll have all kinds of animals on the stage. Cows, horses, a few chickens. And I think we'll have a turkey.
I know we'll have a turkey.
Listen, Tallulah, if you think I'm so bad as a showman, how do you explain the fact that there are 1,500 people right now in the studio watching me, huh?
Very simple, Eddie. They got in for nothing.
Oh, yeah? Well, is that so? Oh, you're on her side, huh? Well, I'll prove to you, Tallulah, that this audience would gladly pay to see me. Ladies and gentlemen, the ushers are going to pass down the aisles. And just to prove my point, will each of you drop a quarter in the buckets? All right, boys. All right, stop. Now, just listen to those quarters. Drop in, Tallulah. Perhaps you people don't understand. If every one of you out there doesn't drop a quarter in the bucket by the time I count three, I'm going to walk out of the studio. Now, one, two, three. Maybe 15 cents? A dime? 3 cents? Coupons? Box stops? Buttons?
Here goes all the ushers, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Doc, what did you collect, son?
Collect? Somebody stole the bucket.
Well, see here. I've beg your pardon, Mr. Cantor, but I really must insist that you give me a role to play in your production with Miss Bankhead.
Oh, Harry.
I have the talent. I have the experience. I've appeared in Richard III, Henry VIII, Louis XIV, April the 29th.
Yep. What is that, April the 29th?
That's when me rent is due.
Okay. Harry, I told you I cannot use you.
Oh, peanut brittle.
Now, Cholula, Cholula.
Yes, Eddie?
I have got a great play for us.
Yes?
You know, I wrote it myself.
And what's the title, Arsenic and Old Jokes?
No, this play has a very original plot.
Uh-huh.
As the scene opens, you're sitting on stage milking a cow. A farmhand approaches.
Oh, that's the part for me, yeah. A farmhand.
Hey, lady, let me milk the cow for you, will you? I'm the best milker in the state. Get this.
Yank, yank, squirt, squirt.
Harry, Harry.
Squirt,
squirt. You are not going to be in a play. I'm going to be Miss Bankhead's leading squirt. Man.
Well, isn't that it? Now, look here. There's only one way to determine whether or not you make a capable leading man for me.
Yeah?
And that's to try a test scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a scene that will give you an opportunity to run the gamut of emotion.
Oh, that's good. Very well, my dear Tallulah. Let us proceed.
Here's the script, Eddie. Now, I speak first.
Go ahead.
Ah, Thorncliff, so you come back to me after all the weary months and years of waiting. Are you all right, my darling? Are you well? No, don't speak. Just let me look at you. Ah, oh, Thorncliff, how I've missed you. But did you give me any thought in your long journey? Did you miss me, darling? Did you?
Well, I...
No, never mind. I can see it in your eyes. Ah, oh, those eyes, shining with love for me. Won't you take me in your arms, my darling, and love me? Won't you?
Well,
Won't you? Oh, no, you look so tired. You look so tired. You must rest, my darling. There must be so many things you wanted to say to me. Say them now.
Yeah, but you've said enough.
Let me take your coat. There. Oh, what's this in your pocket? A letter? Signed, Jenny. Jenny. Oh, Thorncliff. How could you? Deceiving me this way. Me and the little one. What can you possibly say to change all this? What can you say? Tell me. Tell me. Speak, Thorncliff. Speak.
Well,
speak.
I figure...
No, you're not the type, Eddie, I'm afraid.
Well, Tallulah, I'm not giving up. I'll get you a leading man, someone like Charles Boyer. And in the meanwhile, 13-year-old Olive Major sings the new Hatsat song.
In a town in Sweden, by a stream so clear and cool, a boy would sit and fish and dream when he should have been in school. He couldn't read or write a word, but happiness he found in a little song he heard. And here's how it would sound: Hutsat Ross and on the river rock, and a brawl of brawl of suet. Hutsat Ross and on the river rock, and a brawl of suet. Hutsat Ross and on the river rock, and a brawl of suet. Hutsat Ross and on the river rock, and a brawl of suet. Now the Rossen is a Swedish town, the river is a stream, the brawl is the boy and girl, the Hutsat is their dream. Brawl of suet, Hutsat Ross, and on the river rock, and a brawl.
Oh, Olive, honey, that was swell. Olive, tell me, who is
that cute little girl over there, the one that comes to the program with you every week?
Oh, her name's Dolly. She's my cousin, Mr. Cantor.
Oh, hello, Dolly. Do you sing, too?
No, Mr. Cantor, but someday I hope to be an actress in Hollywood.
Yeah?
Only look at my freckles. I bet I've got a million.
Oh, well, freckles they can cover up. Don't worry. Why, they could even straighten your nose if it was crooked, or turn you into a platinum blonde if they didn't like your hair.
They certainly take care of everything, don't they, Mr. Cantor?
Well, everything except your smile, honey. No one can give you that sweet, natural smile if you lose the one you have. That's why you should always take care of it. Isn't that so, Harry?
You bet it is, Eddie, and it's so easy to take good care of your smile. With dentists in their offices to help you, and the use of iPana toothpaste and massage in your homes to help you. For you see, ladies and gentlemen, iPana not only gives your teeth a sparkling cleanliness, but when used with massage, iPana is especially designed to give your gums the exercise and stimulation they need to help keep them firm and healthy and less susceptible to gum trouble. And since teeth are seldom at their sparkling best when gums are tender and soft, why not adopt and faithfully practice this easy, helpful routine?
Every time you brush your teeth with iPana toothpaste, put a little extra iPana on your brush or fingertips and massage it on your gums.
In that simple way, you help bring a healthier firmness to your gums, a brighter luster to your teeth, and naturally more charm and attractiveness to your smile. So stop at your druggist's tomorrow and get a tube of iPana for your smile of beauty.
Yes, Eddie, what
you
is it?
You told me before I wasn't the type.
Uh-huh.
So I went searching and I have found the perfect leading man for you.
Oh, wonderful, Charles Boyer.
No, I couldn't get him, no. But I have someone who is even better. He's irresistible.
Uh-huh.
You'll wilt, you'll swoon, you'll willingly be his slave when he takes you in his manly arms, looks into your eyes and softly whispers,
"How do you do?"
Russian, you're very fortunate in being Miss Bankhead's leading man. On Broadway, she's a great star, and in Hollywood, she is the toast of the cinema.
Cinema toast. Very good for breakfast, very good.
Look here, you Kremlin Karloff. So you're the aborigine that's going to make love to me. Now I understand how Gargantuan's Toto must feel.
My dear Miss Blankhead.
Not Blankhead, not Blankhead, it's Bankhead. Bank. Where do you go every week after I pay you your salary?
To the Morris plan.
Oh, stop it.
Now let's get out to business, Miss Banknight. If I'm going to be your leading man, tell me, what do you think of my puss?
Russian, when you were born, did your parents get a birth certificate or a rain check?
Russian, with your face, you couldn't be a leading man.
Oh, no? In my day, I was a matinee idol. And I'll teach her everything I know.
Oh, Russian, perhaps you can give me some tips on the matinee.
In the first place, Tallulah, to be an actress, you must learn how to express emotion. There are two emotions. The Atlantic emotion and the Pacific emotion.
Yes, yes. Go on.
These are purely physical reactions.
Yeah.
You see, in the bloodstream of the human being, several emotions are flowing through the veins.
Yeah.
These emotions constantly are fighting. And what are they fighting for? Supremacy! You see? And in the end, who wins?
Who?
The Giants.
No, not if they're playing with the Dodgers, they don't. You don't know anything about emotions.
How dare you! I will register any emotion you ask for.
All right. Let me see you register happiness. All right, now register surprise.
What is he, Eddie? Animal, vegetable, or hangover?
Oh, you'd better give up, Russian.
Yes, why don't you admit it, Russian? You're no actor.
I represent that. In Russia, as Amir Bojik, I starred in that famous picture, Andy Hardy Goes to Siberia.
You played Andy Hardy in Russia?
Yes, I was known as Misha Runye.
Yeah.
In my last picture, I co-starred with Spencer Trotsky. Yeah.
What was the name of the picture?
Men of Borscht Town.
Russian?
Yes?
Are you planning to make any more pictures?
Yes, you see, Miss Bancroft.
Not bankrupt, no. Stop it, Russian. What's going to be with the acting for my play?
I am not only taking care of the acting, I'll also direct it.
Now, he's a director, an actor-director, a master of two arts.
What?
Two arts.
Three spades.
Four diamonds.
I pass. Deal the cards, baby.
Russian, suppose you play a love scene with Miss Bankhead so she can judge your talent?
I will give her that pleasure immediately. Yeah.
Remove yourself from me, you marinated Mickey Mouse.
Doctor!
Yep. Russian, your lovemaking can wait until the show opens in my barn theater.
For your theater, we will do a play that I wrote myself in Russia.
Yeah? What is the name of it?
Uncle Tomaszewski's Cabin. In this play, Tallulah, you are my beloved sweetheart.
Now, that's splendid. I'm sure it'll be very romantic playing opposite you, Russian.
You see, Russian, you see that? She's infatuated with you, of course. She wants to be caressed.
Yes.
Cuddle up close to her.
Mm.
Wrap your ears around her. Go ahead, Tallulah. Encourage him.
Oh, Russian, you're so handsome.
I'm handsome. Something is wrong. My face must have changed. Quick, get me a mirror.
Here's the studio mirror. In front of you. Take a look at yourself. Go ahead.
Nope, still the same old puss.
I hope he didn't upset you, Tallulah.
Not at all, Eddie, not at all. My little experience with the Russian has been most amusing. And you know, Eddie, I'm really looking forward to playing in your barn theater.
You will?
On condition that you get Charles Boyer.
Well, I'll try, but it may take me some time.
Well, I'll be at my hotel, Eddie. I'll wait 48 hours, and if you haven't gotten him by then,
yes?
Well, I'll wait till November.
But if I can get Boyer?
I'll settle for Victor Mature.
Oh, why worry about Victor, Tallulah? Take me. I'm mature.
Huh? Mature?
Yes.
Eddie, you're way beyond mature. You're mellow.
Good night, Tallulah. Well, I have no leading lady, just an old farm without crops, but I don't care. The country is wonderful this time of year because... The little red hen has a great big yen. The rooster crows, he knows that it's spring again. And when it's spring, love is the thing. The donkey now brays with a tender phrase. The cows all moo, I do, and forget the grays. When it's spring, love is the thing. All the crickets in the thickets are in the mood. Every rabbit makes it a habit to be pursued until she's woo-woo-wooed. The pigs in the sties want to vocalize. The sheep now pull their wool over dreamy eyes. For this is spring, and love is the thing. The lark and the dove whisper songs of love. The dogwood trees repeat making puppy love. The years at spring, naturally love is the thing. Is it so? The nanny goat's kid accepted a bid. The horse got hitched, and even the katydid. For this is spring, and love is the thing. Every turkey goes berserk, he longs for romance. Bees are buzzing, by the dozen. The gardener's in the trance, he has ants in his plants.
The ladybugs sigh beneath the porch. The fireflies all carry away the torch.
And Mother Earth is having her fling, because the season is spring and she knows love is the thing. Love is the only thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you should want to communicate with the real sponsors of this program, just sit right down and write yourself a letter, because it's your friendliness to Ipana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health which make our Wednesdays together possible. Next week, Ipana and Sal Hepatica bring you, in addition to our regular company, glamorous Adelaide Muffet, the society songstress, and Henry Aldrich, played by Ezra Stone. And so,
Till next Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to listen to Wednesday. Mr. District Attorney, who follows immediately with the thrilling case of the talent racket. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Don't forget to listen.